The push for more cities continues. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. A reminder of the danger being faced by people in Ukraine. Shots fired during a protest in Kherson. Russia continues to advance further into Ukraine, and officials say forces are also moving toward a third nuclear power plant. Fox's Mark Meredith has the latest from the Pentagon on what the U.S. is doing.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio tweeting this. Russia's Air Force is having their worst day yet in Ukraine. Multiple shootdowns and dead and captured pilots. A lot of focus on the airspace, with the U.S. once again ruling out participation in a no-fly zone over Ukraine. But officials insist they are still helping Ukraine's military in many different ways, especially financially. Since 2014, the U.S. providing $3 billion in aid, $1 billion worth going out within the last year. As we've been talking about, Congress is considering an additional $10 billion in Ukrainian assistance.
Ukrainian officials have called for NATO to enact a no-fly zone over the country so it can better defend itself. But that's not been done yet, as NATO fears that Moscow could look at it as a provocative move. Following a request by Ukrainian President Zelensky earlier today, MasterCard announced it suspended services in Russia. Zelensky also called on Visa to do the same. A huge protest has broken out in Times Square, calling for more support for Ukraine. Fox's Alexis McAdams is there.
They want to make it very clear, calling for a no-fly zone and demanding the United States stop buying oil from Russia. New York is home to the largest Ukrainian-American population in the nation, so massive protests have been held for the past several days, really picking up on the weekends. Hundreds of people have flooded Times Square again, yellow and blue flags and pro-Ukraine signs. The organizers of the rally say they want the U.S. to do more.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As the conflict with Russian forces continues in Ukraine, Finland considers joining the NATO military alliance.
Like Ukraine, Finland borders Russia and is not a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. But now, Finnish President Sauli Niinistö tells Fox's special report they're considering it.
This is something we are now open to discussion with our parliament.
He also said new polls show a majority of Finns want to see the country join the alliance. Niinistö met with President Biden Friday. The White House issued a statement afterwards saying the two men talked about NATO's open door policy, which lets any Euro-Atlantic nation willing to commit to the alliance's values to ask for membership. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Some groups of truckers protesting mask and vaccine mandates are in our nation's capital.
After days of traveling and rallying, at least three truck convoys from different corners of the country are converging in the D.C. area this weekend with a message.
Quit mandating us. We're here to stand and say we're not taking it anymore.
They're protesting COVID-19 vaccine and mask mandates, but a lot has changed while the truckers and their supporters drove cross-country toward Washington. Under guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, less than 10% of the U.S. population lives in an area where masks are now recommended.
One of the convoy groups does plan to send some of its members into D.C. on Monday, but not to block traffic, to talk with lawmakers. In Washington, Caroline Shively, Fox News.
A ring-tailed lemur who made headlines when he was stolen from the San Francisco Zoo in 2020 and then found and returned has died at the age of 22. The zoo says Mackie died on Thursday after suffering from acute kidney disease and advanced age. He was among the zoo's oldest lemurs. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.